Cowboys going to Green Bay to fudge the Packers. Sunday afternoon at 3:15 at Lambeau. Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 1. Post-game afterwards on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sean Bass will be at Jack's Porch in Southlake tonight. He's out there for the Monday night game from 8 until 10 o'clock. So join Sean tonight at Jack's Porch on Main Street in Southlake. It is 8:40 on The Ticket, coming up in 10 minutes. We'll take a look at the Cowboys being in the catbird seat for now in the NFC East. The rest of the schedule for Dallas and Philadelphia and New York and how well things are shaping up for the Cowboys coming up in 10 minutes. But first, this is a Monday morning tradition. The day after a Cowboys game, win or lose, we talk to the owner and general manager and the head coach. First up, it's the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Congratulations, Jerry. Morning.
Good morning to you. It was a great win. We're very excited. Got one in Philly, a division rival. And we're just real proud. It was the battle of the minority quarterbacks, Hispanic American and Black American.
Yeah, I guess it was.
But we proved to Philly that you can win with a Mexican quarterback. And
oh, my gosh.
Speaking of Mexico, old Ron Mexico really didn't make too big a dent in the game when he came in.
No, he didn't.
We showed him we could win this dogfight.
Oh, I get it, yeah.
Because Michael Vick was in prison because he was fighting dogs?
Got it. Good one.
Okay, good, 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 good. All right, let's bring Wade on here. Our winning head coach, Wade Phillips. Wade, you there?
Jerry, we did it. We won the World Series, Jerry. How about that?
That's baseball.
Oh, wait, you got to win the World Series, Super Bowl, then you get to the World Series, right?
Oh, you're very confused. Listen, Wade, we have 16 regular season games, and we're still in the regular season. Oh. I'll tell you when we're in that GD Super Bowl, okay?
All right, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, I got to tell you something this morning. That was something else last night.
That was.
Yeah, wasn't that just something? And I'm not talking about the game either. I'm talking about finding out that a Philly cheesesteak will go right through you. I had one of them before the game. Did you hear that foghorn go off about 10 minutes before kickoff last night, Jerry?
Yeah, and I didn't remember Philly having a foghorn out there on their stadium lawn there.
Oh, well, they don't. That was me echoing through the stalls of the locker room. Man, that thing went right through me. I knocked a hole in that standard, Jerry.
Coach.
Yeah, but we got out in that field and we won it, and boy, that's some mess that way that team's playing now, Jerry, and I got to tell you, I'm so wrapped up in the emotion that I want to thank you this morning, Jerry.
What do you want to thank me for?
Well, I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to coach this team. In fact, I put it down in a poem. I wrote it down on my big chief tablet here, Jerry. I got it. Can I read it to you real quick?
You wrote me a poem.
I wrote you a poem, yeah.
Okay.
Jerry? Thank you for being a friend. Traveled down the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me.
Wait, that's...
And a card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Wait, that's the lyrics to the Golden Girls theme song.
Oh, yeah, I thought that sounded kind of familiar. Well, here, let me get you another. I wrote another one here, too. Hold on a sec. Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones.
Okay, wait, listen. That's the Flintstones theme song.
Dang it. I thought that sounded too good to be true. Anyway, Jerry, I love you. I just want you to know that, Jerry.
Thank you, Wade, but I don't want you to get too cocky after this win here. There's still several things that we can improve upon.
Yeah, I guess. But my plan worked, Jerry.
What was your plan? I wasn't aware that you had one.
Yeah. Well, my deer feeder worked good this weekend, Jerry. I put some rock candy and sorghum, and them deer came from miles around. I got a 20-pointer this weekend, Jerry.
Please focus on football, would you?
First weekend of deer season. That's a big, big time.
Begging you.
Congratulations.
Now, speaking of football, there's one thing I want you to work on.
What's that? Right.
Now, I know we had some challenge flag, little controversy this weekend, but I want you to throw that challenge flag a little more aggressively when we tell you to, okay?
Well,
I'm tired of you throwing it when we're not authorizing you to, and when you do, you just kind of toss it out there about 4 inches from your feet.
Well, Jerry, I would, but there's a problem. My jelly beans are stowed in that gunny sack.
Oh, my God.
And not just jelly beans either. I got Skittles, I got Sweet Tarts, candy corn, Six Licks, M&M's. I'm afraid if I throw it, they're going to come unstowed.
That's the challenge flag.
You're not supposed to be putting your candy in that red flag.
Well, where else am I going to put it, Jerry?
Well, don't you have pockets?
Man, I didn't think of that.
Oh, God.
And by the way, the equipment people say they've been cleaning your windbreakers and you've been having half-eaten hamburgers in your pocket.
Yeah, well, I will have a hamburger on you, Jerry. I love hamburgers. You like hamburgers, Jerry?
Yeah, I like hamburgers. I don't want to talk about hamburgers right now. I just want to apologize for your head.
Hmm. Well,
what happened?
Well, what happened was after the game, I took Wade out for a little sightseeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I took him to see the Liberty Bell.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I waited until all the tourists had cleared out. Nobody was around. And I told Wade to get right in there and get right up on it. Really look at that Liberty Bell closely. And when he had his nose about 2 inches away from it, I reached over and grabbed a fistful of that white hair in my fist and just started slamming his head repeatedly into the Liberty Bell. Bam, bam, bam.
I couldn't figure out why he's doing that, Jerry.
Well, I'll be darned. He wouldn't fall. It was like ramming an elephant's head into that thing. I mean, just making no difference. And so he just kept saying, Jerry, why? Why?
Yeah. Why?
That's hurting me on my head. So I just had to keep going, trying to knock him out. Everyone in Philadelphia must have thought it was turning 40 o'clock. When we got done, I was so tired I fell down. And I looked up at Wade, and he said he was hungry, so we walked over and got him another cheesesteak.
Boy, he's a tough old boy, isn't he?
That's good cheesesteak.
And you know what, Wade? I looked at that thing, we about near doubled the size of that crack in that Liberty Bell.
How about that, Jerry? He's in first place, too.
And I guess that's what's important. All right, hang up the phone, Wade.
Bye, Jerry.
Good morning to you.
There they go, Jerry and Wade. Another visit, both in a pretty good mood this morning. So now...